I am talking with Kevin Kelly, who has a group of restaurants called Kitchen and Cocktails with K's. Kevin Kelly, of course you would have K's, K and K. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. So my understanding is that you stopped being a lawyer in order to be an entrepreneur. Is that correct?
Well, actually, that's a little bit off. You know, I started with a law firm 20-plus years ago. I still own that law firm. So I was an entrepreneur then. I'm an entrepreneur now. But food is my passion. Food is beyond just a hobby, and I love it. You know, now we've scaled up to restaurants in Dallas, Chicago, D.C., Charlotte, Atlanta. We've got another 10-plus restaurants opening in the next year. So I still operate as a lawyer. I'm still an entrepreneur, but hospitality is where my heart's at.
Ah, so your basic thing is food. Is comfort food? Is that what your basic idea was to open this?
Yeah, comfort food is it. You know, I love traditional Southern food, whether it's chicken, fried chicken, shrimp and grits, catfish, you know, all these things that sound so good and taste as good as they sound when you make them right. And what we've done is we've taken that concept and we come to the best parts of cities. For example, we're in River North in Chicago by the House of Blues. In Dallas, we're downtown. In D.C., we're by the White House. And so we give people the best of food from your grandmother's kitchen in the South, but we bring it to downtown parts of cities with marble bars, music, and good experiences.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the items. I'm looking forward to actually coming there tonight and trying some of these things, but I had never heard of a Trinity egg roll before, and that sounds very interesting. And I love egg rolls, but so tell me what a crispy, it's a blend of Southern flavors, right? So what's inside there?
Yeah, the egg roll is really cool. That's not one of our primary items, but it's a cool appetizer where you can have an egg roll that's stuffed with mac and cheese, collard greens, and yams. And so, again, it's a fun bite to have, and it gives us a chance to go beyond just mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, and have a little bit of fun for the menu. It's new. It's often not heard of, and when guests have it, they love it.
And Cajun crab cakes. I'm looking forward to that one, too.
The crab cakes are good, too. And our number one seller that people usually get the crab cakes are our jerk lamb chops. You know, we season them well with jerk sauce, and so when you taste these lamb chops, instead of tasting gamey like lamb, they actually taste like steak on a stick. And when you try them once, you got to try them again.
All right, I'm looking forward to that one too. There's certain things that you get to. You know, I'm a northern person. I'm born and raised in Chicago, but I have gone down south on several occasions, and I love New Orleans type food. So I guess what you've got is the south, you know, the south coming north, right?
Yeah, you know, and good food travels. You know, everybody wants good food and good experiences. You know, you have an Asian restaurant, you don't have to go to China to have it.
Right.
You got it in lots of cities, and so we feel that same way about Southern food. We're going to bring you to south of your city.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. You're located at 339 North Dearborn, and are you open for dinner only or lunch and dinner?
Monday through Thursday, we're dinner only, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're open for lunch also. And, you know, that Saturday and Sunday brunch, those are our biggest times of the week.
Yeah, I would think that people who are down in the city visiting are looking for places to go. So I know the address is 339, phone number 312-847-5543. And they can probably go online and take a look at your menu and everything as well, right?
For sure. And Open Table is the easiest way to do that. If you go to opentable.com, book your reservation, we'll be ready to see you. You know, we opened 4 years ago in Chicago, and the city has done nothing but embrace us. So at a time where restaurants have struggled and had difficulties, each year we've gotten better and better because of the love that we've had from the city of Chicago. So, you know, we encourage everybody to check us out and see why we've been so popular.
Well, especially you, if you opened up during the pandemic and you're thriving.
We did.
So, you know, if people came to you and come to you because, you know, through all that, then you've got to be. And like I say, we talked about it, and when I'm ready to come tonight and taste a few things, get to meet you, and I'm going to bring you a coffee mug as well. Everybody who we talk to on Around the Town of Chicago always gets a coffee mug and a pen. So I will have a little package for you this evening when I get to shake your hand and try your food. And it's just an amazing story about somebody who had a love for something. You pursued it. You went after it. You did what you wanted to do, and you made it happen. And that to me is an amazing thing that you're going to be opening in every major city that you can, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you know, the good thing about the story is the true amazing involvement of the true, you know, people who deserve the title amazing are the customers. The customers that support us are fantastic. The people that have walked in and given us a shot, that's why we exist in Chicago. That's why we've got 100 employees working at this restaurant location. So we've been able to contribute to the economic base too, but it's because people have given us support, and we love Chicago. So again, if they come to Open Table, look online at Kitchen and Cocktails by Kevin Kelly. They come once, they'll come twice.
Okay, and I'm, like I say, we're going to be there, and I'm looking forward to meeting you. And I thanks for being in around the town of Chicago and being part of Chicago.
Hey, congrats on all your work. Thank you so much, and let's see each other tonight.
All right, see you later. Take care.